This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The list of things to talk about as we regroup is long. It starts with China, detours through Europe, winds up for us today anyway on Wall Street. Maybe that's the end of it. Maybe it's not. I don't know. That's how capitalism works. With us on this Friday are Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine and Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Kai.
All right. So now that I've promised Cardiff that everything's going to be all right, what do you think of my basic thesis that it's, you know, this is not the end of the world?
It's definitely not the end of the world, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't be a little bit worried. What I'd note is that markets reflect not just what's happened, but what's going to happen. They reflect their own expectations of the future. And a lot of the slowdown that's happened this year was expected, but maybe not the extent of it. In other words, we knew that some parts of the world were going to slow down, notably China and other emerging markets. We just didn't know they would slow down this much. And now they're essentially repricing. They're reflecting updated expectations of what's going to happen next.
Lee, China almost literally repriced 10 days ago with the devaluation of the yuan. Do you think that was the start of everybody going, oh, no?
I think that was. The market, that was a surprise move, and the markets do not like surprises. And if the markets really shrugged off the plunges in the China stock market for a couple of them until that happened. And then I do think that was sort of what set everything else off. And then you have, you know, oil going below 40 today, and you've got not just China, but Brazil and Russia and lots of other places. As Cardiff is saying, this unease globally is kind of scary.
Cardiff, bring it back home then. How are we doing? I mean, we're doing all right, right? We're adding jobs. GDP is growing, not as much as we want to, but, you know, it's not terrible here.
I think you're right. And let's keep in mind also that there are some mechanisms at play here that sort of buffer things for the U.S. The U.S. is a relatively closed economy, which is to say for instance, relative to a lot of other advanced economies, a lot of U.S. activity happens within our own borders. And so, for instance, when commodity prices fall, all right, that acts as a kind of a buffering effect. So in terms of the broader story for the U.S. economy, we're still adding jobs at a decent clip. Wages aren't going much higher. And there's a lot of uncertainty about what economic policy is going to do next. But at the same time, it's kind of a stagnant, steady, progressive story, one that really hasn't been much different for the last few years.
Lee, how much of a factor for you in thinking about the future is the speed with which everything kind of came off the rails in the last 10 days?
You know, it was pretty sudden. And after, you know, so many months and years of steady increases, and I think one of the most striking things is how the tech sector got hit. Mm-hmm. In particular, you look at what happened to Apple, which has been getting hit much harder than the rest of the market. And that is very U.S.-based. That is some serious fears happening. And I think it's not unlinked to China as well, because the tech sector and China are linked. They have to be.
Ought to point out here, Cardiff, that a little letting the air out of a market that's been going like ours has is not a terrible thing.
It's not a terrible thing, and it's good to remind investors sometimes that they just can't ride the wave all the time. They actually have to do their homework, that there's no such thing as a guaranteed return. If you're going to get a higher return, you're going to have to take a little bit more risk. That's how markets work. So every once in a while, the thing's going to have to go down. That's just normal part of the capital allocation process. It's a normal part of what markets do. So you're right in that sense. Take a deep breath. You're not going to lose your life savings here.
Capital allocation. It sounds so technical. All right. I'm going to do something with you guys in the next minute and 3 seconds that we have left that I do with CEOs sometimes. I ask them to say in 5 words or less what their company does. I want you to tell me in 5 words or less what Janet Yellen is thinking today. Cardiff, you get to go first.
Five words or less.
Yep. Live radio.
What am I going to do next?
That's six, but that's that, really,
that's
really
six?
Good. That's really good.
All right. What
that's
next?
Really what am I going to do? All right, good.
This is like
Lee?
A haiku. I love this. Let's see. I knew as of last week.
Oh, that's,
maybe she's
that's
thinking,
six as well.
I think I'll wait instead.
Yes, there you go. I think I'll wait instead. I'm going with that one. Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville. Lee Gallagher at Fortune Magazine. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Kai.
All right. Have a good weekend.